come down. It may be a little bit gusty. We're expecting that.
Well, welcome, 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 TMC family. God is so good. Let us have a word of prayer. Father God, we come to you thanking you and praising you so much for waking us up this morning with a mind to serve you, a mind to do your will. Lord, we love you. We need you and we appreciate you. And Father God, we lift up Houston, Texas, Lord. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for miracles that are yet taking place, Lord God. Father God, we asking that you would move by your mighty spirit, comfort the people, Lord God. Give them a place to go, Lord. In the name of Jesus, keep them, Lord. Save those that don't even know you, Lord God. Draw them to you in the name of Jesus, and we won't fail to praise you. Bless the speaker on today, Father. We want to hear what you have to say. Bless the host, Lord. Bless each and every person under the sound of my voice. In the mighty name of Jesus, have thine own way. We love you, Lord. We need you. Can't make this journey without you. Thank you for what you're doing, for what you've done, and for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am. Minister Wanda, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, my sister. Take it away.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Wanda, for seating and greeting everyone with the joy of the Lord in your voice this morning. I tell you, you had everybody rolling this morning. We are alive and well, and we're awake because of the joy of God in you. Thank you so much for greeting us. And good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell, reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I am so delighted to, along with Minister Wanda, to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call with that wonderful tag, Wait on the Lord Wednesday. And let me give you a little briefing on what this call is all about. Here we are going into 7 years. I'm so excited, 7 years of ministering here on the Master's Call. And this call was started by two wonderful, wonderful women of God. I tell you, they said yes to this telecommunication sanctuary. We're here every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, and 5 a.m. Pacific. And they said yes to the Lord in October 2010. They are none other than our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We call Ms. Dr. P.K. Patton Miss Super Fantastic, and we call Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon our Mother Eagle. And I tell you, God has definitely blessed those two women to bless us. Now, this call was established on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we also stand on a mission statement. It is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And so with that, we also encourage you to invite your family, your friends, your neighbors, your loved ones, your coworkers, whoever you come in contact with, and tell them this is a wonderful, wonderful way to start their day. Now, we also encourage you to go to our website. Yes, we have a website. It is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And there you'll see that all the bios of our speakers and where the messages have been archived there. It is totally, totally a blessing. So you'll notice, too, that this year's theme is in 2017, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. So we encourage you to go there and get blessed by the Lord. You might just want to hear a word from on high in the middle of the day. You could do that. Now, we also have our website, where you can send your prayer requests as well as your praise reports, and that is info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, we also have Fridays here. We continue on Fridays to verbally get your prayer requests as well as your praise report. So we definitely want to pray for you and rejoice with you. Now, many of us have been blessed to be a part of a wonderful, wonderful, I call it the best wealth and health and wellness company on this side of heaven, and that is Artists International. We are now under Artist Life, and we're so thankful to God for what we are doing in the process, and that is to help people with their health. We have the best products on this side of heaven, okay? And if you want to know more about it, I'm telling you, garments that support the back and nutritionals that's with testimonies that's helping people with every ailment you can think of. It is totally, totally awesome. Get with the person that invited you to this call, or better still, we have a new morning motivational call. And by the way, today is Wednesday, so you want to get on that call because it is Awareness Wednesday, where you will get some vital information on our products as well as in-depth information about the topic of today. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. So get on with Awareness Wednesday, because I know the topic is going to be phenomenal. I found out that today is going to be on stress. I know you know somebody that has been in a stress situation. So get with them and tell them to get on this call. It will be totally awesome. Now, I'm going to get out of the way because we have a phenomenal, phenomenal woman of God who is always ready to serve, who has been a blessing with this call, to this call, and to those that are connected to this call and those beyond, okay? She is a phenomenal woman who started off in Monticello, Mississippi. She is a part of the alumna of Alcorn State University in Lorman, Mississippi, and the Interdenominational Theological Center in Atlanta, Georgia. She has earned her Master's of Divinity degree. She has her Doctorate also of Humanities from the Panama City Theological Seminary. She has completed so many clinical and certifications to serve the people around the world. She had been commissioned as an Army chaplain back in 1985. She has also served all over the country, all over the world, such as Germany, Saudi Arabia, even here in the United States. She has been a blessing to the masses. God has brought her from coast to coast, from city to city, and she has blessed wherever she's been. I remember when she started in Colorado, and she went to Mexico, and she went to Florida, and now God has brought her back to Mississippi, and God has blessed her with a husband, a new husband. I tell you, Mr. Patton, a blessed man of God. She is a mother of two wonderful children, Alicia and Elijah and Devola, and five wonderful grandchildren. She is one of our co-founders here on the Master's Call. She is also has been an ambassador of Artists International. I can go on and on, but listen, God has a word for us. So I'm getting out of the way to introduce to some, present to others, not other than our very own co-founder of the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton of Silver Creek, Mississippi. Are you there, Dr. P.K.?
Excuse me.
Okay. You were breaking up at one point. Say it again.
Hear me.
Okay. You're trying to come in, but it's not clear.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes, ma'am. We can hear you loud and clear. God bless you. Take it away.
Oh, God, I thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Our lights are going in and off here, and it's just so much going on with this weather, but I thank God for who he is. Let us pray. Oh, holy God, we thank you and we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Why? Because you are our refuge. You are our fortress. You are our God. And, Lord, we lean and rely on you. We thank you, God, because we can trust you to do what is right and what is necessary. We thank you, God, that you are our protection and you are our peace in the midst of this storm that they are calling Harvey. We thank you that we can call on the name of Jesus, who is the name above all names. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you give us clear direction as you provide shelter for your children in the midst of this storm. Lord, today, right now, we ask that you drop the scales from our eyes so that we can see clearly. Open our ears so that we can hear your voice. Send the word today. We need just one word that will truly make a difference. Speak that word is our prayer in Jesus' name. This is our prayer now, God. Amen, amen, and amen. Needed to do that just for my own soul. Hallelujah. Good morning, TMC family. God bless you. I'm so glad that you are here with me today. And you all listen up, Queen, Mississippi Queen, my dear Minister Brenda, thank you for your introduction. Sometimes I need to hear that to know that I am supposed to be here doing what I am doing. As you was talking about me this morning, I said, wow, I forgot I did that. But I thank you. I thank you for that introduction. And if at any time I start breaking up, please let me know, because we are in a very dreary, we don't have sunshine over here in Mississippi this morning, okay? We are supposed to be dreary all day. We were dreary all day yesterday. I thank God for our own minister, Ada Grace, for opening us up and bringing us into our telecommunication sanctuary this morning, and she does that with so much joy and eagerness. I thank God for her. I love you, love you, love you, my dear. And as we get into the word this morning, I also want to acknowledge my own sister in the Lord, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and her faithfulness and the prayers that she's putting up down there, sending up down there in Prairie View, Texas, and how she's loving up on our Mother Josie and serving and taking care of the people of God down on that corner and reaching out as she can through all of this technology. She is technically sound, and that's how she helps. Another one of the ways she balances me out. I thank God for her. I love you, my dear. And this morning, I also want to acknowledge truly you all. He is becoming the chocolate on my cake. I thank God for my loving husband, who just really is rocking me steady in this storm, and God just keeps doing things through and with him to let me know that we are indeed to be together. Oh, Lord Jesus, I call Ada Grace this wonder, Lord. Wonder Walker up in Chicago. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank all of you all. We got to help each other. Wonder, you know I knew that was you. But Sister Ada Grace came on there acting up with, you know, you all get to acting up on here, and you all get me kind of turned around. But I thank God for each and every one of you. Let me tell you something. It is good to be a part of a family, a family that prays together and who absolutely love up on each other during times like this, especially during times like this. Help me now, Lord. Because when you go into the valley, when you go into valley experiences with people, the mountaintop experiences are so much brighter and feel so much better. So you all, we are in a valley now. There are so many in the valley, down in Texas, and throughout this corner that needs to hear you, hear your voice, hear you call out to them to just say, hang in there. Help is on the way. Tie that knot and hang on. I know that you are at the end of your rope, but tie the knot and just hang on. Help is on the way. And so with that being said, I'm going to get right into our word today. And I tell you the truth, I only have 10 minutes to say, to leave a word. I'm going to leave a word. I'm not going to try to do a whole message today. I'm just going to leave a word. I'm coming back on Friday and do a little bit more on Friday. We won't do a long introduction on me on Friday. We're going to come back and do some more on this subject matter that I'm really chewing on, and that is the gift of choice, the gift of choice. And today we are going to go right back to that scripture that we dealt with on Monday over in John. You all, let me tell you, it is good to have these different versions of the Bible that we can look at, because when you look at them, I read this through from the Message Bible on Monday, and it didn't really do it for me. And I know why, because I was trying to read what the Message Bible was saying and say what I have remembered down through the years. And so today I just decided to go back and read it again and work a little bit more on it, because we are still working right there. And it is John, the 21st chapter, and we are going to begin reading at the 15th verse. I think I want to go to the 12th verse. Jesus said unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples just asked him, who art thou, knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh the bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he has risen from the dead. I wanted to say this because it's something about repetitiveness that really can get a point across. And God had to do this for me, because it felt like to me at one point, as I said to my dear Pastor Vanessa, seemed like I've been in this choice a long time. It's kind of time for me to go someplace else. She said, rocket steady right there until the Lord tells you to leave. So this message here today shows a repetitiveness of our own Lord and Jesus, our own Savior, Jesus Christ. And here he goes here in the 15th verse. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, and you all remember on Monday I was trying to say son of Jonah, but John kept coming out because that's what's in the New Message Bible. Lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, well, feed my lambs. Mm-hmm. And he said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonah, love thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, now thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. And in the 17th verse, he said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved, really upset is what he was, because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. My subject for you today is, may I take your order? Choosing to serve. We are still working on the gift of choice. Gandhi says, the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service to others. The best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service to others. I don't know how many of you have ever gone to a nursing home to provide ministry. I do, I have, and I still do go. But I remember the very first time I went, I was very annoyed because I had prepared this wonderful sermon that I thought everybody was going to enjoy. But little did I know at that time that when I would go, I would be confronted with an audience of people who some were sitting and sleeping, some were talking loudly, some were eating and moving around and not really paying attention to what I was saying because my message was so important. I left there very annoyed, very upset because my message did not get through. But the Lord did not leave me alone with that feeling. He sent me back again. But this time when I went back understanding that it was not about me and my message as much as it is about God. You see, and his message. I realized that it was all about me sitting and hearing what they had to share and what it was they needed from me more than what it was I had to offer them. Somebody ought to say, she's ringing my bell right now. Because you see, so often we all about us and what we have that we want to shove down somebody's throat, what we want to sell them out of our inventory so that we can go and get more inventory, all about what it is that we want to give, as opposed to asking the question, may I take your order, please? What is it that you need from me? In the nursing home ministry, I realized that it was not about me standing with my well-prepared message and sharing my theological intellect. It was more about my presence and my willingness to hear the stories of those who had lived a lifetime. It was more about me sitting and holding the hand of a man who hadn't been touched the whole week in a loving manner, other than being washed by somebody or cleansed by somebody, but just to sit and hold a hand, look in the eye and say, what is it that I can offer you? No, what is it that you need from me? And it was just, yeah, baby, let me tell you about when I was in World War II. You were in the army. Let me tell you about my experience. Let me talk to you. Let me tell you something that's going to rock your world. Let me talk to you. Let me tell you a story that nobody has set to really hear for a while. Let me tell you about me. Let me talk to you. This changed the way I did ministry. This changed the way I thought of myself in ministry. This helped me understand that it is not my quote unquote ministry. It's all about me helping to meet a need that no one else would take time to meet. Well, you all, I'm going to ask you this question. This is a point that I want you to get this morning. Whose sheep are you feeding? Whose lamb are you nourishing? Are you more of a consumer or a contributor? Are you a consumer wanting something all for yourself? Or are you really contributing and giving truly of yourself? Oh, that's a good one right there. We are not made to be spiritual consumers, you guys. God has called us to be spiritual contributors. The church does not exist for us, and neither does artists just exist for you as you see it as a ministry. We are the church, and we exist for the world, for the building of the kingdom of God. We are here to use our gifts to make a difference in the lives of God's people. Do you invite people to your church? Do you pray faithfully? Do you tithe consistently? Do you serve passionately? If so, then you are more of a contributor. Do you offer your business because you know that what you have, the people need? Do you understand that we are living in a sick, confused world who needs to hear a word of hope from the people of God? Is it all about you, or is it really all about the Master? Well, my question again to you this morning is, may I take your order, please? May I take your order, please? Would you come back, ministers? I will finish this up on Friday on choosing to serve.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Dr. P.K. Patton, for that powerful message this morning. And I will be calling you back to close us out with a benediction. We will now go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, most gracious Holy Father, we honor you, we glorify you, we praise your holy, magnificent name. We thank you, Lord, that it's only in you that we live, we move, and have our very being. So, Father, I just say forgive us. Forgive us, Lord, of all our shortcomings and all our selfishness and all our self-thoughts, oh God, that we're not serving you or serving your people, but serving ourselves, Lord God. Forgive us for our selfishness and wash us with the blood of Jesus. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness that we may be able to serve you in truth and in love. Serve your people, Lord God, as you would so see it. Show us and direct us to do so. We glorify you, Father, for this woman of God who have poured into us your powerful message, Lord God, that we do have a way of choosing. So we have the opportunity to choose to do your will. So we ask for the Spirit of Truth to continue to dwell in each and every one of us. We thank you, Father God, for blessing her going out, blessing her coming in, and everything that pertains to her, Lord God. Keep her in perfect peace as her mind is stayed on you. We thank you for our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Mother Josie. We ask that you continue to bless them and keep them and protect them from all harm and danger. We glorify you, Father, for all those that are in the storm and have gone through and in the flood situation. We know, Lord God, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And you're using it for the good of those that love you, who are called according to your purpose. So we thank you, Father God, for protecting and for healing and strengthening us, Lord God. And out of millions of people, Lord God, here we have a number less than 100, Lord God, less than 20 so far that have gone on to be with you. And we thank you that you've shown yourself mighty. We ask you, Father, that you continue to bless those that are sick. Minister Kai, Father, from her surgery, we thank you for restoring her. Minister Jackie, Father, for as she goes through therapy. Minister Willa, as she recovers from her car accident, Lord God. We thank you for James Flanagan, for healing him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Kendra Carter, Lord God, we call her healed and whole by the blood of the Lamb. And we thank you, Father God, for those that we don't know, Lord God, for healing and keeping them in every way. We thank you, Father, for using artists as a vehicle, Lord God, to help restore the health of others. We ask that you continue to bless In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Well, TMC family, we know that you want to hear this message again and share it with somebody because it is definitely powerful. That number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The pin is 957-677-pound. You can go on to the new morning motivational call where the topic will be on stress this morning. And that number is 712-770-4005. The pin is 294-617-pound. Well, I thank each and every one of you for joining us this morning. Minister Wanda Walker, thank you again for seating and greeting everyone and giving us that tag, Wait on the Lord Wednesday, and also that powerful prayer. Thank you again, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, for giving us a profound message this morning. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Oh, holy God, we thank you for this time together today. And God, we do pray right now that your spirit will rest, rule, and abide. Rock us steady in the midst of this storm. And help us to know that you will never leave nor forsake us. We love you, we thank you, and we honor you today. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Go out, everybody, and have a super fantastic day. No matter where you are, the sun is shining somewhere. I love you. Bye-bye.